You're about to listen to a message by Reverend Yomi Kasali of Foundation of Truth Assembly. May the word you hear bear fruit in your heart now and always.
Father, we thank you. We tremble at your presence. We tremble at your word. We pray that, Lord, this word will be released today with power to comfort, to lift, to exalt, to build up, to encourage us in the name of Jesus. We circumcise our ears. We ask you to touch our hearts. Help us to receive your word with power today. Thank you, precious Lord. Speak to your church. This word, bless them, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Put your hands together for Jesus. You can see them. Thank you very much. Open your Bibles to Jeremiah chapter 18. Jeremiah 18, I want to take you all on a journey for the next 30 minutes. I'd like you to please follow me. I would like you to please follow me. And the message is, of course, what God told Jeremiah. Verse 1 through to verse number 10. And the word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, arise, go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause you to hear my words. Then I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought a work on the wheels, and the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again, another vessel, as seemeth good to the potter, not to the clay, to make it. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, O Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter? Said the Lord, behold, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are you in my hand, O house of Israel. At what instant I shall speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom, to pluck up, to pull down, or to destroy? If that nation against whom I have pronounced turn from their evil, I will repent of the evil that I thought to do unto them. But at what instant I shall speak concerning another nation and concerning a kingdom, to build it, to plant it, to raise it? And if it does evil in my sight, that it obeys not my voice, then I will repent of the good wherewith I said I will benefit them. So this morning, let me take you briefly, please follow me, on this message that I've titled, A Visit to the Potter's House. So I'd like you to please follow me to the potter's house. Let's all go like Jeremiah went. But we will also go both in the spirit and in the natural. So I want to take you there and share with you what God is doing and what God wants to do through you as an individual. Today we've just ordained a few people, about 14 deacons and deaconesses. And many people will think we've just ordained perfect creatures. They are work in progress. God is not through with them, just as God is not through working on you and working with you and working with you and through you. I am work in progress. And so God had to tell Jeremiah, come, let me take you to the potter's house, and I want you to learn some lessons. Because from today, some will start looking at Deacon Ore and say, oh, look at what a deacon can do in the church. And he calls himself a deacon. Deacon Jejo, how can a deacon act like this? Look at Deacon Johnson. He got angry. And he's a deacon. Oh, we are all work in progress. God is not through working with us yet. Our job is to submit to him as he molds us and remolds us into what he wants us to become. And so God took them through and said, I will teach you something about my style, my way of working. There are some people I'm working on and I'm trying to build, make, and to develop into something else. And listen, if those people change and do things that I do not like, I may change and make them another vessel again, not the vessel I'd preordained them to be. So for you to understand this, you may need to take a literal visit to a potter's house. And in those days, there are four things mentioned there. Number one, the clay. So you are the clay. Number two, the potter. Number three, the wheels. So I will share with you four lessons. Four lessons from this, our visit to the potter's house. The wheels. So I saw when God took me in two verses, I saw the potter, the man sitting there, and in his hands clay. But I also noticed he was walking on this clay on the wheels. The clay were on the wheels. What does wheel mean? So the wheels were rolling. They were rolling, and the clay, massive clay, was there. And as he was, watch me, as he was molding the clay, maybe to a kettle, maybe to a jar, maybe to some kind of vessel, he found out that that clay marred his hands, maybe because of debris, dirt, some things that can, maybe thorns. And he began to pick them up. This is not a pure clay. I can't walk with this, because clay must be pure, must have no debris, must have no dirt, must have no filth, must have no thorns. If those things are still there, I may have to pick them out first before I can mold them. That's why they put water, so that it can be. Let me now show you a picture, a literal picture of a potter walking on his clay. You see, I wish you can rewind that so I can show you how the potter. Can you please start it all over again? Start it. I want to show you how the potter used to walk those days. You see the clay? Pause it. That's not a clay. This clay had no form. This clay has no shape. Nobody can tell at this point what this clay is supposed to be. It could be a kettle. It could be a jar. It could be anything. But guess who knows? The potter. Because in the potter's mind, he has a vision for that clay. In the potter's mind, he knows what he's trying to mold. Men may not know. Men may not see. When you see that, you only see a clay. You see a clay on wheels. But you don't know what the potter is trying to make out of her. Today, you see him as a deacon. He may be a preacher tomorrow. You don't have a clue what God is trying to mold you to become. And the wheels is the place where God is molding you. For some people, your wheels are the marketplace. For some, the wheels is the ministry. For some, the wheels is government. For some, the wheels is politics. So while you are there, God is molding you in your professional marketplace, in your wheel, whatever field you are doing. The wheels are rolling. You are a clay. God is working on you. People do not know what God is doing. Look at that now. Look at, in 2 minutes, continue. You see how the clay begins to take shape. He's putting water. I want to soften you. I want to change you. I say, and watch. In 2 minutes, you will see. Can you see what the clay is becoming? The vision, the potter knows what he has in mind. The potter has an idea. People don't know, but he's still working on you. He's still working. All of a sudden, you see the strength. You see the vision. You see the skill of a potter's hands. You will soon see a particular form. You see some things are getting off as God is working, and God is molding, and God is making, and God is touching. Oh my. You see the smooth. All of a sudden, the hand of God moves there and crushes you once in a while, bruises you once in a while. Why? He's trying to create you and recreate you. All of a sudden, you will now see the final product in a short while, because that's exactly what God told Jeremiah. Let me take you to the potter's house so I can show you how I mold nations, how I mold destinies, how I mold people. I'm still working on you, and the process may take a while. The process may take some time. The process may take a while. Can you see the same clay? Look at how the clay has been changed into a particular vessel. The aim is to mold a vessel out of the clay. Can you see? He knows what he's doing. He has a vision. He has a mandate. He has an idea of what he wants to make you to become. Can you see? He's still working. Why? The wheels are moving. God can never make you a vessel without the wheels moving. Many times things move around us. We don't know that the things God is using to mold us, to make us, to shape us into what he wants us to become. I know God is still working on me. I know God is still molding me. I'm still work in progress. I'm still in his hands. In his hands. I will not shake. I will not. Sometimes I'm in more his hands. By the time you see the final product, can you see the final product from that same lump of clay? What we saw earlier on was a simple lump of clay. But look at the vessel that has come out of this lump of clay. Put your hands together, for that is the visit to the potter's house. That's the visit. And when you go there, and the church could be a place that God will mold you. Your ministry place could be the place God will mold you. We are all on different wheels. We're all on different wheels. God is the, he's not trying to fine tune. Sometimes the potter is so detailed. My God, he's concentrating. I don't want anything to be out of shape. The potter is concentrating. Don't worry, son. I'm still working on you. Sir, but they spoke against me last week. Don't worry. I'm working on you. I'm going to ensure that I trim you. I put some brand on you. By the time I'm done with you, men will say, wow, look at this vessel unto honor. Put your hands together for Jesus. That's my message this morning. We are all work in progress. I'm on the wheels. Tell somebody I'm on the wheels. I'm still on the wheels, but the only place God will mold us is on the wheels. Gideon, God is not through with you yet. There are different seasons in our life. And so when we go through different seasons, understand you're still on the wheels. I don't know the wheels that God is using to mold you, to make you, to shape you. God knows the shape of the vessel he wants to make you ultimately. So don't think there are accidents in God. It wasn't an accident that you walk where you walked. No, no, no. God is molding you. God deliberately put you through certain experiences. It's part of that molding process. It's part of that molding because we don't understand it. We don't get it. We tend to think anything we go through, that stuff is not from God. God allows us to go through some pain when he's crushing us, when he's beating you. You don't get it. He's beating you into shape. He knows that for you, you're going to be a big jar. For you, a kettle. Because there are different vessels that God will use. Different vessels. And so don't be in a hurry to be used by God. Let him finish his work on you. It might take 20 years, it might take 15 years. I see so many people leave where they should be. They don't understand that God is still working on them. Listen to me. Oh God, can I give you a problem? Can I tell you something? Four thoughts, because I want to share my thoughts with you. Do you know when the clay was being molded by the potter? He said, and the clay marred the potter's hands. It wasn't the potter that crushed the king. Clay marred. And he said, I will make it another vessel. The potter did not change the wheels, for the wheels is not the problem. It was a clay. Many of us tend to think, I will change the wheels. I will change my career. I'll change my church. And God is using that experience to mold you. So that's not a problem. God did not change the wheels, but he changed the vessel. I will make it another vessel. Another vessel. And we don't understand that. So you have to say, God, which wheel, what vessel are you trying to make? Man, the wheel moves. If it's not moving, there's no molding. Because the strength of molding, shaping, is the movement of the wheels. And at some point, the wheel moves with speed, sometimes slows down to get what God wants to do. Or the potter. The potter understands his vision for the clay. The clay cannot tell the potter to make him that way or this way. I envy your grace. I wish I could tell the potter to make me you. He says, no, that's not my vision for you. You are not him. You are not him. You're not her. I know what I want to make you. I want to be Tilly Jackson. No, that's not my vision for you. Because I know you are a different vessel. I know the vessel I want to mold you to become. And you, that's why you're going through the experiences you're going through, because you are still in my hands. You're still in my hands. I'm still working on you. So we may want to be another vessel, because there are all kinds of vessels in the house. But I know the vessel I want to use you to be, because I want you, I want people, watch me, that clay, I want you to be a 500-gallon vessel, because I have a plan for you that, watch me, many people will come to this vessel to drink. So, oh God, you don't get it. You are a vessel that will feed 500 people. So it might take me a while to make a vessel that will feed 500 and a vessel that will just feed 10 in the house. It's not a cup. When I make a cup, I don't take too much time. But when I make a vessel, a jar that can feed people at a wedding called Cana, I take more time. The wheels will work harder. You get, because it has to have capacity. 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 So I'm working on you. The wheels are moving. By the time I finish the vessel, I will fill it so that men can come to drink from it. So I'm still working on you. So you know what? The things I'm going to pull out from you. Don't say, but I think God is done with me. No, God is not done. He'll be slowing down by the time he's finished. I wish you could show you more pictures. See how God begins to prepare her, begins to put, after the clay is ready, they begin to put designs on it. They begin to put brands and stamps his authority, stamps his identity on it. So when they see it, they can say, wow, this is made from this company. That is made from that company. So I'm going to put my brand on you, my stamp, my authority, my identity on you. So when they see that came from that potter called God, not man. This is God made, not man made. So I don't know about you guys. I want to be God made. So when they look at me, I know this one's different, because you can see the grace, the stamp, the identity, the brand. You see, when you see made in China, made in UK, you can tell, I want which one. Made in and made by. You get, so you know that, and that's how God works with us. Many of us don't even know it. Just from today, you look at the pastors and you say, oh, this pastor, and he says, a pastor. Who he is? God is working on him. But he doesn't know how to love. I know God is working on him. But he doesn't greet people well. I know. But God is working on him. God is working on her. God is working on even the senior pastor himself. Because we are all still in the potter's hands. And we forget that too often in church. We forget that too often in church. We tend to think everybody is perfect. We're not perfect. What God will do is to use imperfect people. For we are all still in God's hands. We're all still there. I'm still there. When I look at myself 10, 15 years ago, I can see how much progress God has made in molding this vessel. God has made, because 15, 20 years ago, I couldn't reach certain people I'm reaching today, because God was still working on me. At that point, the clay is not taking the shape of the vessel. But after a while, you start seeing the shape of the vessel. Now, I think I have an idea, Tolu, of the kind of vessel God is making from that clay. For there are different lumps in God's hands. Am I communicating? It takes a while. It takes a while. They will use, oh God help me, the Holy Ghost. He will pour it on you once in a while to still mold you, to soften you. For the clay must be soft for him to mold. If you are too rigid, God can't work on you. If you are too rigid, it will be difficult for God to mold you. There are lots of messages in two verses of scriptures, verse 2, 3, and 4. Visit to the potter's house. You don't need to go there very often and say, God, teach me again. When you're going through some tough moments, say, God, take me to the potter's house. There must be a lesson I'm not picking from you. Take me there. Take me there. Let me learn what is the purpose of what you're going through, what I'm going through. Take me there. Because ultimately, I want to be a vessel unto honor. For there, in a big house, there are different kinds of vessels. This was something that God did about 2,800 years ago. And the wheels is my own key word. Let me quickly share with you the four lessons from the potter's house. Number one, we are on the wheels. Everybody here, if you're going to be molded by God, you must be on the wheels. One thing about the wheels, it keeps moving. God is not static. We're on the wheels. Jenkins, we're all on the wheels. God is not static. The wheels means, and there are different wheels. You don't know what God will use you for in this world. It could be in government, it could be in politics, it could be in ministry, it could be in law, whatever. It could be music. You're on the wheels. You may start here and not end up here. God could just be taking you through the choir for a purpose. Maybe you're going to be a preacher tomorrow. Say, but I want to be a choir. No, let the potter decide the kind of vessel. It's not you that will say, I want to be a spoon. God says, I want to be a jar. Because a potter that has a vision of what the clay would be. Initially, you don't even understand it. You don't even get a glimpse of what is the potter trying to do. You have to spend some time and see how the potter is molding and say, okay, I watched like 7 videos last night of different potter's houses. The ones in China, ceramic, the one in Israel, to see how the wheels. And I saw different potters. If you see how thorough, detailed, circumspect, they will spend time like this trying to trim the hedges. I said, you mean this is how the potters work? They're thorough. They spend more time. They're not in a hurry. They're not in a hurry. Why are we in a hurry to be made? Why are we in a hurry to make money? The potter is not in a hurry. He knows what he's doing. And he wants to get the right vessel without spot, without blemish. Without spot, without blemish. The first lesson is we're on the wheels. The ministry, the church, the marketplace, government, occupation, professions, they are the wheels God is using today to mold, to make us what he wants us to become. For there are vessels here that will be used in the marketplace, but God is molding you in the church. There are vessels here that will feed the water in you, which is the word of God. When they come, they will drink wine. When the first miracle God did, he said, pour water in the jar. Yeah, take water out, and they drank wine. And the people drank wine, but it was water in. You'll be shocked that as you put in the word here every week, by the time you begin to go out there and speak out, it's wine they taste. It's wine they drink. He said, ah, Dickiness Ngozi, which church do you go to? The way you give us wisdom in our board meetings is unusual. You say, it's the water that turned to wine. Wine is wisdom. Wine is power. But because, and I also know, it's God's clay, God's jar that turned it around. Because there are two kinds of wines. Man made wine, God made wine. The one that was sweeter was the one that Christ made. Many of us want to be made by men. I want to be made by God. For he works on his head. He knows what he's doing. Brethren, he knows what he's doing. He's still working on you. Don't give up. God hasn't given up on you. Why are you giving up on yourself? He's just starting with you. Master, I'm not in the place I want to be. I know you are still work in progress. It's not done with you. You're not perfect. I'm not perfect. I have my flaws. I know sometimes when it moves me on the wheel, it can make you dizzy. You say, why is God taking me through this? Why am I going through this back and forth? He's working on you. He's working on you. It's not done with you yet. For every moment, he wants you to learn certain lessons. Pick the lessons. You are in the potter's house. You're learning. He's molding. He's working. The wheels are moving. He knows you better than you think. He knows you better than you think. Dickens and Dickness is Johnson. I remember many years ago when Victor Johnson came to our church. Why, very much in Alaka. I went to preach in a place. He heard me. Bruno's church. I will never forget it. He said, I like this man of God. I'm going there. It was first, I think, last time. He heard me preach. And he said, this man is going somewhere. And he got married right under my ministry today. He said, Dickens, who knows if you'll be the one pastor in a Ghana church in 5 years. God is taking you somewhere. He's molding you. He's molding you. Find out where, what kind of vessel he wants you to be. You don't know yet. Some of us don't even understand where. He may mold you to be in government. He may mold you to be in marketplace. He may mold you to be in education. He may mold you to be in media. He may mold you to be in entertainment. He may mold you to be in church. But he's molding. He's molding. He's molding. He's making you. Your work in progress. Praise God. Put your hands together, everybody. Put your hands together. Number two, the second lesson. The first one is we are on the wheels. Verse 3. Am I right? Chamaka, we are all on the wheels. Second lesson, we are in his hands. Even though we are on the wheels, listen to me, everybody. The vessel will never come without his hands. If the clay is on the wheel and keep rolling without a hand molding, nothing will happen. And the problem is you don't want to be in his hands. And the potter cannot make himself the clay. Cannot make it a vessel. It's the hands that mold you that matter. And that's why I get angry, my darling Loretta. Some of us get angry with the way God is molding us. And we say, God is too slow. We call God, Baba, go slow. We say, you know what? I want to leave this potter's house. For I hear there's another potter's house somewhere there. It's called the Yahoo Boys. Let me go to the Yahoo Boys to mold me quicker, faster, sharper, smarter, so I can make money. And so you try to change and you mar God's hands. God's hands does not mar the clay. It's the clay that marred his hands. Write it down. God's hands that he did not mar the clay. It's the clay that marred his hands. When the clay marred his hands, you know what he did? I'll make it another vessel. So he changed. Because you're not listening, you're not submissive. He changed. When the clay refused, Bible says in verse 4, and the clay marred his hands. And so the potter said, he made it another vessel. Is there? He made it another. You see, and the clay was marred in the hand of the potter. Not the hand of the potter marred the clay. So he made it again another vessel. That seemed good to him. I don't want God to quit on me. I don't want God to make me something else. This person is not responsive, not submissive, resistant to what I want to make him. It's okay. If you know my plan for you, you'll be shocked. Because God needs the clay to be able to also align with him to make you what you want. So don't make it look like it's God's fault I turn out this way. Take responsibility. We don't want to take responsibility. It's God's fault. If today I choose not to be ministry, will I blame God for that? I won't blame him. I can mar his hands. He's working on me. I can mar his hands. So we are working progress in his hands. We are all in the hands of God, even when we are marred. Now, you see, you can't have a crack yet. You can only have a mar. Mar is in the process. Crack is after you've been made. Because the clay cannot be cracked. Because it's not just a vessel. It's a vessel that can have cracks, then God can work on you. You get the point? But in the process of making you, you can be tough. You can mar his hands. Are you with me? So, son, don't worry. God is taking you somewhere. Don't be in a hurry. Don't join them. You can see progress. Don't say, I want to be in a hurry to be the finest producer. Take your time. Let God ask him, Lord, where are you in your scheme for me? Am I marrying your hands? Help me, Lord. I submit to you, to your will, to your way, to your purposes for me. I want to be in the center of God's will at all times. He's slow. Let him be slow. He's not quick enough. Leave me like that. Come on. Do it yourself. I don't want to. Let him work on me. Vessels were marred in his hands. Not that he marred the vessels made. There are many problems in life that we can't solve. We are still work in progress in several areas of our lives. Temperaments. We're still work in progress. Finances. Marriage. We're still work in progress. Emotions. Anger issues. You say, God, how do I? No, God is still working on you. Are you with me? Somebody told me about a person close to me. We were talking to, was it Jenkins or somebody? And I said, this lady has improved. I know her 3 years ago. I know her thickness and gossip 2 years ago. I know her 4 years ago. And the person says, sir, I've seen changes. So that person has improved. What she used to do 3-4 years ago, she doesn't do them anymore. So some people may still be judging you with what you used to do 3 years ago, 4 years ago, when you didn't know better. But I've changed. I'm growing. I'm getting better. Can't you see? Haven't you noticed it? They can't, because they're stuck with the picture they had of you 4 years ago. They're not seeing you 4 years after. But God knows you have moved. When you finally see what God is making, you will see. Sometimes the progress is not visible because it's still in the process. But at some point, wow. Did you see that picture we saw? Well, when I saw the big thing, wow. You mean that lump became this? Yes. And in the process, it's not always pastoral visible. But don't worry. Give it time. You will soon see it. That's why pastors, I pray for us to be more patient with our members, including me. Because where God is taking us, I get to, I don't know. Take time with him. He's going somewhere. God will use him. Today is not, is shapeless, but God is going to use him. I'm telling you, Dickens, please, as we're going to be patient with you, be patient with your members. Take time with them, spend time with them, mold them. See the beauty of God's hand and creation in them. God is molding us all. He's working on us all. They are not perfect. God is still working on them as well. Don't forget, that's a central thought of this message. God is working on them as well. A visit to where? The Potter's house. The devil cannot pluck us out of his hands. John chapter 10 verse 28. That's my comforting word here. It's only me that can live it. John 10, 28, 29. He said, the potter says, the clay is in my hands. The devil cannot take you out. I give unto them eternal life and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hands. He said, my hand in verse 28. In verse 29, he said, my father's hands. Look at the next verse. My father, which gave them to me, is greater than they all. No man is able to pluck them out of my father's hands. Can you see how Jesus said, it's not possible. As long as you are there, I'm working on you. My hands in verse 28, my father's hands in verse 29. God is working on us all. Brethren, let's be patient with ourselves. Let's be patient with ourselves. Let's ask God to continue to use the experiences and the wills to mold us, to make us. God is going to quit on you. At 80, God can still start molding you. Don't say, I'm too old to be used by God. Who told you that? Nobody is too old in God's hands. He's a potter. The potter has a vision, an idea. He knows which phase you are in your life. 10 years as a vessel unto honor can be far better than 40 years as a vessel unto dishonor. So even he starts using you at 60, and for 10 years, fills you with the anointing and glory and power, fills you with wisdom, puts you in government, puts you in leadership, and you mold and you change things. You become somebody. That man is a man of God, though it's a marketplace. It's enough. Somebody else can be there for 40 years, no impact, and you are there for 5 years. And the impact you make will be godly, will be eternal. People will mention you after 50 years. That guy was there for 5 years. 5 years. Why? God worked on him for 10 years. Oh God. And then God filled him and said, go. Now let men drink from you. Let men drink through you. Now go and feed my generation. Go and feed them. Don't be in a hurry to blow. Young people, they want to blow. Why are you in a hurry to blow? And you blow how? Anyhow, take it easy. Don't be in a hurry. We have different vessels. Have you noticed that in the music ministry, some vessels come out and after 2 years, they fade away. 10 years, they don't sing any other song anymore. Nobody hears from them anymore. Why are you in a hurry to just blow? And you blow for 2 minutes, another 2 minutes, you are gone. Why are you in a hurry? Why do you want to slow down your molding process? Take your time. God is giving you strength. God is working on you. God is deepening your character. Because your capacity is meant to feed 1 million people, not 100 people. Take your time. Let there be depth. So when God gives you inspirational songs, it will feed 1 million people on YouTube. They will say, wow, who is this? If you know how many years I sat under a teaching of a man called Casali, giving us character, giving us this. People didn't know I was there in the potter's house. He was working on me, building me, molding me, trimming me, shaping me. Now, the manifestations of the sons of God, you don't know where I came from. The potter's house. And it's not even through with me yet. Put your hands together, everybody. The potter's house. The potter's house. My time is up. I have to close. I did number 2, Abby. The meaning 2 you hear in the spirit. Praise God. The potter has a vision of the vessel he needs, so we should be submissive. That's the word God gave to me. God told me, when I saw that vision, I bowed my knee around 2:30. I was watching 8 videos. And I said, that's why he said, how are you, O clay, to talk to me? In Romans chapter 9, who are you, O clay, to tell me what to do? Your job is to be submissive to me. Please, Ajari, let me work on you. Be submissive. Don't be resistant. Don't say, no, I want it now. Let me work on you. Submit to me. You'll be shocked what I will make you to become. So he knows the vision. Sometimes we struggle with him. We struggle. I say, I don't want to be a kettle. I want to, I know what I'm doing with you. I know what I'm doing with you. The potter, number 3, the potter made another vessel again. God is in absolute control of our destinies and can change the course of our lives again. Don't struggle with him. He's in absolute control of your destiny. Destiny means the vessel, ultimately what he wants to become. There are different kinds of vessels in the great house. 2 Timothy 2, verse 19 to 21. There are vessels unto honor, vessels of dishonor. I don't want God to make me a vessel of dishonor. He said it there. He said, if a nation I want to use to pluck down, to do this, changes, then I'll change my concept. If the nation I want to bless refuse to obey my word, then I'll make him a vessel unto wrath. That was what he meant in that same passage. That I am in absolute control. God can change that. It's very difficult, but that's what God said here. The final one, of course, is verse 4. It's number 4. The fourth lesson. The vessel is as it seems good to the potter, not the clay. It determines your destiny, your purposes, your course in life, not you. Many of us want to become our own God. And that's the problem with our generation. I'll be preaching on that in second service. They want to become their own gods. They want God to do it for them. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. God is in control, not man. Even when sometimes we feel we are in control, actually it's God. You may think you are, but it's God actually. Moses thought he went on exile on his own. No, it was God that directed him there. And to walk for 40 years, it was God. People don't know that. Ultimately, God is always in control. The clay is in the potter's hands, not the potter in the clay's hands. Rise to your feet and let us pray. If you've been blessed by this word, spend the next 1 minute to bow your heads and ask God to do something with you and for you. It's very important for you all to know as clay. Just say to him, Lord, help me to submit your will. Help me to understand why you're using my marital crisis. There's a lesson you want me to learn from the issues I'm going through in marriage. I don't know it. There's a lesson, Lord, teach me your word, help me. There's a reason why I'm going through the challenges I'm going through. I've had 3 failed relationships, I don't know why. Lord, help me, help me. I want to submit your will permanently and totally. Help me, Lord, help me, Lord, help me, Lord.
Thank you for listening.